I love your version of the Ballad of Davy Crockett.
Well, thank you. We were very, very proud of that. A lot of people in the music business didn't really understand why we did that song. And about the time Electric Barnyard, it was on the Electric Barnyard album, our second album. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we grew up, Justin, you know, our heroes were Fess Parker and, you know, Davy Crockett, the people, Jimmy Stewart playing Davy Crockett.
Yes.
Daniel Boone, Fess Parker did Daniel Boone, and John Wayne, and all the old cowboys and that sort of thing. And when we started having children, they wanted to play with things that were like Ninja Turtles and things like that, which were, I'm sure, were very cool at the time. But we wanted to impress upon kids about things that they may have missed because they were born in a different time. So that was really the reason we re-recorded it, is to bring that song to light to young folks.
Well, I just love it, and I love especially seeing clips and videos. Your brother Fred over there on the drums in his coonskin cap. I mean, it's just a fun time had by all.
Well, that's, you know, once the Headhunters album came out, the first album, Picking on Nashville, you know, we'd go to some of these musical functions, and Minnie Pearl was there. And if you ever knew Minnie Pearl outside of her stage outfit, she was a very dignified lady.
And yes.
Could outdress the Queen of England. She had real class to her. And she was standing with me one day, and she said, you know, I just love y'all. Y'all finally brought humor back to country music. I had never thought of it that way, but and I don't, maybe she meant because we were funny looking. I don't know, but I always thought that was great that she appreciated what we did.
Well, hey, a compliment from Minnie Pearl. You take that and run it to the bank.